It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and by now, most people are coming to terms with the idea of doing Thanksgiving differently this year.
Sucks,
you know,
but
heating up a packet of Swanson's processed turkey and microwave gravy. Getting up real close to that TV, turning on channel 133 and watching the Yule log burn while you sob into your dinner.
Okay, that was, I mean, I was hoping it was going to be more hopeful than that, Jeffrey.
That's a normal Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've got news for you. It doesn't have to be that bad this year.
Thank you.
Okay.
At least not according to our own Brooke Fox.
All right.
And our producer told me apparently Brooke's on board with making this Thanksgiving the most memorable for her family that she possibly can, considering the circumstances that are happening in the world right now.
You know, every year we spend it with my in-laws, and they're so sad that we're not going to all be together this year. They're like legit depressed. So I took it upon myself to get them out of the depression and come up with some good ideas.
It's funny how you said they're sad that we're not spending time together, but you didn't say I'm sad.
Shut up.
She is trying to think positively about this and figure out how to save Thanksgiving this year and make it a little bit less depressing.
This is cute. Moms are always good for saving the day.
Well, and I thought, you know, like just being on Zoom for dinner, kind of lame. Like let's up the ante here.
So Brooke actually came up with a list of ideas on how to do that. She sent them to her family,
I
guess, through an email, and she also sent them to producer Boyd, who passed them on to me.
Which, you're the only response I've gotten so far.
Oh, okay.
Nobody from my family has replied. Not my husband. I even told my husband it took me a long time to come up with these, and he's like, oh, I'll read it later.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason that he hasn't replied. Because, Brooke, I appreciate your optimism, but I think I speak for all of us in the room when I say we're skeptical about your so-called ideas. Let's go over them and see how Brooke plans to save Thanksgiving, okay? Your first idea.
Yes.
It says, do a morning scavenger hunt. It's from unused pasta to mama's old bras. Dig in the closet and pantry to find all the scavenger hunt items. Prizes will be awarded for first place, and you can wear crazy outfits while you do it.
Yeah. So everybody in our family, we're in three different cities, gets the same scavenger hunt list, and whoever reports back first with all the items wins.
You've tried to save every holiday with a scavenger hunt. You did a scavenger hunt for Halloween for the candy. You did a scavenger hunt for fireworks on 4th of July.
I did, but you know what? They were fun.
Okay.
Your kids are going to continue with it.
Mom, we're done searching for stuff. Just give it to us.
Coming up at Easter. Guess what? Scavenger hunt.
Brooke, your next idea is kids craft time. It says, meaning mama kicks back with a glass of wine while grandparents do an art project with the kids over Zoom.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's cool.
Thanks.
I like that one.
AKA pawn the kids off on the elders.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Isn't that what the holidays are for?
Okay.
I mean, like, why have grandparents if you can't do that, Jeffrey?
Let's move on. The next one that you have on your list is called Toast and Jokes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone has to come up with one thing they're thankful for and one Thanksgiving joke. As you're passing the rolls, you say the thankful thing, and then when the cranberries come around, you tell the Thanksgiving joke.
You know, I could do without the joke half of that.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to listen to every single person tell a joke they Googled online?
I love Jeffrey's joke of the day when we do care or don't care. Uh-huh. It's one of the highlights of my week.
You say you have three families, three different dinners happening at once, so everyone's getting cranberry at different times.
Nope. That's the scheduling part that you have to really take a hold of. Everyone needs to sit down at the dinner table at the same time if you're going to do virtual Thanksgiving together.
But how do you know who's going to pass what at what time?
Because I will be the Grand Master of Ceremonies.
Oh my God.
That'll be fun.
And everyone pass the rolls now.
I mean, here's the thing with Zoom. It can get a little boring and tired if you just kind of leave it out on the table for people to just talk. So if they have some direction of what they're supposed to say, and it's more of a performance, I think everyone, the viewers, get a lot more out of it.
Okay.
Grandma, cue Grandma.
Yes.
Grandma, cue line.
All right. Well,
nice idea.
So that's really it as far as activities go. But of course, Brooke does have a big list of rules that everybody must follow.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
I say tell me you're joking.
Okay, I'll call them suggestions. Suggestion number one, designate a tech captain, which is one person to help the less tech-savvy relatives figure out how to work the Zoom.
Brooke, yeah. It's not the sounds radio station. You don't just call IT.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't pick stuff.
Dude,
engineering.
Have you ever tried to get old people on Zoom and get them unmuted?
It's rough.
Thank you.
Whoever has that job should get paid.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rule, suggestion number two, yes. No sweatpants.
Yeah.
Whoa!
She says, if you really want to be the hostess with the mostest,
put the finger down that you're flailing the air. Please stop.
She says, if you really want to be the hostess with the mostest, email your guests a formal dress code and make sure they bring items to show virtually, like a homemade dessert.
Yes. So, like, you show off the cooking that you did in nice clothes. This is still Thanksgiving dinner.
But it also says someone needs to bring a custom T-shirt.
What?
It's a suggestion.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean a custom T-shirt?
I mean, it's either dressed nice or have like one of those dorky family shirts.
I see why no one replied to this email. I'm done. I'm so done when I got this email.
Well, it's just like that everyone can wear it together so they feel like they're together even though they're apart.
Because nothing else throughout the day really made you feel like you're all together.
Hey, people are going to be texting in for us to put these online so they can steal them for their own family.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay,
don't give them back.
Rule number three, it says, don't forget the virtual family photo.
Yeah.
She says,
I like this.
Sure, it's weird to take a family photo over Zoom, but it'll make you laugh when you look back on it in years to come.
I love this one. No, nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah.
All right, one for the win.
It sounds nice. Hey, Grandpa, look at this picture. Remember our worst Thanksgiving ever? Where we had 7 outfit changes? That was fun. Text into 78592. Do any of Brooke's ideas for the holidays over Zoom sound good to you?
Hey, we're saving this holiday, you guys.
If you don't text in, we'll take your silence as an answer. We have your phone tap coming up right after this.